The Toronto Raptors brought the NBA championship trophy to the Great White North with a four-point win in the deciding Game 6 of this year's NBA Finals. The Raptors beat Golden State on the road for the team's first ever National Basketball Association title. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. My name is Greg Stewart. Thank you for joining me, and thanks for your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those tax-deductible gifts help to sponsor the show, and you can learn more anytime at WWIB.com. Herbie Kuhn is the Raptors' public address announcer at Scotiabank Arena. He's been on the job there since day one of the franchise, and the very energetic Toronto icon is with me on the show today. So, Herbie, tell us about the huge victory parade for the Raptors in downtown Toronto on Monday. What was that like?
Well, Greg, I'll tell you as much as I can. It was a complete a sheer mass of humanity yesterday. People on the verge of just wanting to spill over and celebrate. It was so exciting. The amount of people, the amount of support for our team, not only in the greater Toronto area, but indeed from coast to coast to coast across Canada, was phenomenal. And yesterday at our City Hall, our Nathan Phillips Square downtown Toronto, never mind the parade route itself, I don't know what the official count was, but I have no doubt that there was in excess of a million people who either lined the parade route or were at Nathan Phillips Square for the actual, you know, the program itself. And I had the privilege of being a part of the program, and it was absolute craziness. It was so much fun, so much fun.
Yeah, I saw stats that there were upwards of 2 million people in downtown Toronto on Monday for this victory celebration. So give me a sense, Herbie, of the impact up there in your city and in your country with this first ever NBA title.
A sense of the impact, Greg, that's a great question, and that's one that I can only give a tentative, you know, like a partial answer to right now. Obviously, the full impact of this is going to be felt for years, indeed, probably, you know, a generation or two to come. When the Raptors started in 1995, we were, I'm not going to say a novelty, but it was certainly a curiosity. You know, there were two NBA teams in Canada at that point. The Vancouver Grizzlies and the Toronto Raptors both started in the same year. And there was a lot of curiosity, a lot of intrigue, and, you know, let's learn about this. And, you know, are these teams going to last? Are they going to make it? And so on and so forth. Not to say that, you know, Canada was without any basketball knowledge. That's, you know, far from the truth. We've had a great legacy of hoops here in our country. Basketball was invented by a Canadian, Dr. James Naismith, and so on and so forth. So there were a lot of basketball fans, but those were the really hardcore people. And over the course of the last 24 years, the game has evolved in terms of its popularity across the country. And you have individuals across the board from, you know, our original draft pick, Damon Stoudemire, to the Vince Carter years, to the Chris Bosh era, to, you know, going to the playoffs over and over and, you know, getting to the Eastern Conference semifinals and the Eastern Conference finals once, and then, you know, running into the Cleveland Cavaliers over and over. So over the years, the game has evolved across the country. But now, here's the key part. With 24 years under our belts, there is a whole generation of Canadians from coast to coast who all they know is Toronto with the Raptors. For people like me, who were born in the late 60s and the early 70s, there was a whole chunk of our lives, there was no such thing as a Toronto Raptor. You had no idea what that was. You have a whole generation of people now that were born who only know Toronto with the Raptors. And the effect of that is going to be felt for a long time to come, because hockey obviously has been our bread and butter sport for years and years and years, for generations, probably for over a century. Then there was a time about 15 years ago, 10, 12 years ago, where soccer really had a surge and became the number one grassroots participation sport across the country in terms of youth participation. And part of that was because of the cultural element, and part of that was because of the cost element. Now you've got hoops. Now you've got this game where, you know, all you basically need is a ball and a good pair of shoes and an outdoor peach basket stuck to a wall, as Naismith did at the YMCA many years ago in Springfield, Massachusetts, and you can go out there and play ball. And because of the multicultural dynamic of our country, and indeed the greater Toronto area, I can see this game only surging in the years ahead. And I'm so excited to have been a part of it. Praise God for that.
Well, you were with the team on day one, almost a quarter century ago. So, you know, you've seen the good times and the bad up there with the ball club. But it sounds like this has been a pretty emotional ride for you too, Herbie.
Yeah, it was very emotional indeed, Greg. No doubt about it. When Game 6 came to its conclusion last Thursday, and I was at home with my wife and my 12-year-old son, and we had a bunch of friends over, probably about 8 or 10 buddies who I've known for a long time, and we, every single whistle, every out-of-bounds play, every foul, every basket, you know, everything that happened, we gasped and we screamed and we shouted and we pounded our fist and we clapped our hands. And I'm telling you, that last minute, which seemed to take an eternity, I think most of it I spent with my face buried in my hands because I could barely stand to watch. When the final buzzer did finally go and the officials waved, the game is over, I buried my face in my head and my hands and I sobbed. I was overcome with emotion and I was so grateful. And my friends and family who are around me were all jumping and, you know, cheering and high-fiving one another and, you know, just patting me on the back and patting me on the head and going, Herbie, we did it, Herbie, we did it, Herbie, we did it, it's done, we're champions. And I could scarcely comprehend that after 24 years of, you know, feast and famine, of thick and thin and ups and downs and mountain highs and valley lows, very much like life, obviously, to come to a breakthrough point like this was just fantastic. And I think, to be quite honest with you, I think both feet have not quite hit the ground yet. I think it is still sinking in, even though it's been a few days since we actually won the NBA title.
Yeah, well, you deserve to enjoy this for a while. Herbie Kuhn, the public address voice of the Toronto Raptors, NBA champions this year, our guest. Herbie, we're out of time here. We're going to take it into OT and talk more about the Raptors championship, maybe have you slip over into the analyst's chair next time. So thanks for being here. God bless you, all right?
God bless you.